The Megasaurus, a story by Thomas Weck and Peter Weck, narrated by Peter Weck. King Limelot was in trouble. His tiny, once happy beandom was in trouble. In fact, all of the tiny bean-shaped bears in his beandom were in trouble too. Whether they were green like lima beans or red like pinto beans, they were all in terrible trouble. There was a monster in beandom. It was so big that it made the earth tremble with each pounding step, and the trees sway when it roared. Its teeth were longer than a man's hands. It was a Megasaurus, and its favorite food was beans. The king summoned his three wisest advisors. They were owls, of course, because everyone knows about wise old owls, and asked for their advice. Howl the Owl stepped forward and said,
"Your Majesty, we must find a different food for Megasaurus, so he will not eat beans. We will feed him pancakes."
The king asked Howl the Owl, "Will you help the bakers make the pancakes?" Howl the Owl shook with fear.
"Yes, Your Majesty," he replied. After all, it was his idea.
The king summoned all the best bakers in the land. Great stoves were built, and the bakers and Howl the Owl made pancakes as fast as they could. Soon there was a growing mountain of pancakes, rising higher and higher by the hour. Suddenly the beans felt the earth tremble and heard a terrible roar. The trees began to sway. The Megasaurus was coming. He sniffed the air, and with one scoop of his mighty arm, Megasaurus picked up the pancakes and swallowed them in one gulp. Then he scooped up Howl and all the bakers and swallowed them too. And the rest of the beans? They scurried to hide until Megasaurus went away. King Limelot quickly summoned his two remaining owls. Towel the Owl stepped forward.
"Your Majesty, we must drive Megasaurus off with bows and arrows."
The king asked Towel the Owl, "Will you stand with the archers and fire upon Megasaurus?" Towel the Owl shook with fear.
"Yes, Your Majesty," he replied. After all, it was his idea.
The king summoned all the best archers in the land. They practiced until they could all hit the bullseye of a target 300 paces away. Bean paces, that is. Suddenly, the beans felt the earth tremble and heard a terrible roar. The trees began to shake. The Megasaurus was coming. They fired their arrows, so many that they darkened the sky. Their aim was true, and every arrow hit Megasaurus. He looked like a pincushion, but the arrows did not harm him. Instead, the arrows made him angry. Megasaurus blasted such a roar, it knocked over Towel the Owl and the archers. Megasaurus fell upon them and swallowed them whole. And the rest of the beans? They scurried to hide until Megasaurus went away. King Limelot quickly summoned his last remaining owl. Vowel the Owl said,
"Your Majesty, we must build a big wall around beandom."
The king asked Vowel the Owl, "Will you help build the wall?" Vowel the Owl shook with fear.
"Yes, Your Majesty," he replied.
After all, it was his idea. The king summoned all the best masons in the land. Large pebbles were gathered, and the masons, along with Vowel the Owl, built the wall. Suddenly, the beans felt the earth tremble and heard a terrible roar. The trees began to shake. The Megasaurus was coming. Megasaurus crashed through the wall, and the pebbles came tumbling down. He scooped up Vowel the Owl and all the masons and swallowed them whole. And the rest of the beans? They scurried to hide until Megasaurus went away. King Limelot was desperate. He summoned all of his citizens and asked if anyone would help. Eljo Bean, a servant's son, came forward and said, "I will rid this land of Megasaurus." Eljo Bean whispered a plan to the king. "Will you carry out this plan yourself?" the king asked.
"Yes, Your Majesty," Eljo Bean said. "After all, it is my idea."